John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We almost got you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Almost got you, Buzz.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Val.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike. I was looking at the room store lady nearly naked.
Oh, I've seen that, too, on YouTube.
That was new to me.
You mean the ugly lady?
No, hold on a second. First, two parts of this. There's a new... Yeah, the little troll.
Yeah, the troll lady.
There is a new room store commercial in which she is wearing a blue cashmere sweater, a V-neck, and she's got some yabos.
Really?
And that follows a link to YouTube where she's wearing an S&M outfit and she shows her beautiful tatas.
Yeah, we just got to the part where she took her top off and there's... It's not bad.
Yeah.
Really?
I got sent it very early this morning.
You know what she looks like? She looks like a Paige Davis who used to be on Trading Spaces, and
she's coming back.
Sort of like a retarded Paige Davis.
However, the clip that I was sent as a add-on to this YouTube thing has the new Room Store commercial where she's just standing there, and you look at it and you go, hold on a second. It's like if Kelly Ripa grew breasts.
She's got a rocket body.
She pretty nice fun bumps.
Oh, baby.
You can see it when we break.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. That's a good idea, Rob.
That's where Buzz was.
Boy. Yes.
And she's like in bondage, right?
Yeah, leather.
Yeah, some kind of black.
Sorry, he's like Larry. She's in bondage, right?
All right, I'll buy my room.
Right?
Yeah, baby.
The room store lady, right? That little imp.
And you've always been fascinated with her, not necessarily in a good way, but you've talked about her a lot.
Yeah, she's creeped me out.
But now that she's got the, she's showing the guns.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hi there. How you doing, honey? I was talking to her, Buzz, not you.
Sorry.
How are you, though, honey?
I'm well, though, darling.
What's doing in the news, honey?
Well, sweetie, this coming Wednesday is International Delete Your MySpace Page Day. So say our new overlords of the internet, bloggers. And this just isn't just about MySpace. Web bloggers have united to try to help people break their addictions to MySpace, Facebook, and all the rest. So January 30th is Delete Your MySpace Page Day.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I know. This online movement has gotten so big, an executive from Fox, which owns MySpace, has commented on it, quoting her, "It's just about being controversial. MySpace is still the biggest social networking site in the world."
Yeah, I filed that under meaningless.
Blah, blah. Since when did teenagers want to see each other naked? Well, since always, of course.
Hey, you know something?
What, son?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
It's perfectly normal.
But technology has made this a problem in Colorado. In Parkland, high school students have been passing nude pictures of themselves and others via cell phone to their friends who also have pictures.
That is so true, Dick.
I wish I was younger.
Oh, I know. The trouble is, some of these kids are young enough that their pictures legally constitute child pornography.
If you're not happy, we're not happy. Simple as that. Tell them JB sent you.
Oh, dear.
That makes these pictures illegal to take, to distribute, and illegal to possess. And
James Brown's teenage Facebook.
Our table just got moved further. Our table just got moved back. Closer to the crapper.
I am blushing, Don, am I?
Black cherry.
And if the phone's in Dad's name, we'll forget about it. These pictures fell into the hands of the local district attorney depicting a girl performing a sex act on a boy.
Yeah.
Oh, now, no. I can't imagine, but 40 students now have been ordered to turn over their phones to prosecutors so the images can be erased. That's why, Larry.
Why?
So they can erase the images so it goes away.
That was funny.
Or does it? Controversy over, unless the pics are on someone's computer.
So can Dad get busted if he pays for the phones that the kids use?
I would think so. Absolutely.
Here's a question for you.
His phone.
If the technology was around when you and I were in high school, this sounds very gay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I would have taken pictures of like my sack and sent them to my male friends.
Sure.
I would not take pictures of my genitals and send them to girls.
Probably not.
Right?
No, it would be the guy, a joking guy thing, like a picture of a butt or something like that.
Would you want to be like in class and send a guy a picture and have him look up and it's your wiener?
That's right.
That you just took at the bathroom or underneath your desk?
I used to sit next to this kid named Gary Rosnick, and he would send all sorts of horrible pictures. What? Horrible pictures.
Now, what if a hot girl said she would send you a nude picture of herself if you would send her one. Then would you?
That I never lived in that world when I was in high school.
I know. Well, that's the world now.
It's
I
can't so imagine, surreal. It
you
really
can't
is.
Imagine living in that world now where a girl would like picture send you a picture of her booty poot.
Have you gotten on your phone? I'm sure you've gotten pictures of naked people on your phone, right?
No.
Really?
I never have.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, me neither.
I remember when Buzz.
Good answer.
Me neither.
When Buzz was in school, was I'll send you a nude oil painting of myself.
Tintypes. They were tintypes. And we're just getting started here. Voyeurism, exhibition, and more when we continue.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn thing.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Snots running down his nose.
Tall, baby.
Here's Buzz Tall. Hi, Jeff Grow.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
It's pretty good music for this final segment, as you shall soon see.
Hey, Granny.
First, in Martin County, Florida, they've decided not to go ahead with their plans to install a talking camera on the beach. Officials are concerned there's a lot of sex on the beach at night, mostly among men.
That's a great drink.
Sex on the beach?
Yeah.
He's a fag.
I'm glad you weren't referring to the men.
You're talking about male sex on the
That's
beach,
right. Man on man action. Yeah, right. They, officials, had considered installing a $300,000 motion-activated video surveillance system complete with a recorded announcement to tell whatever moved in the night to stop having sex or risk being prosecuted. Loudly. There are hotels nearby, and officials are now worried that loudspeakers yelling, don't have sex, might scare off the tourists. Now they'll just send more undercover cops to the beach at night and put up nice quiet signs. That should put the tourists at ease.
Good use of law enforcement. Wonderful use of law enforcement.
No penetration on the dunes.
And in West Frankfort, Illinois, a guy there has been arrested for driving around in the nude looking at women. 34-year-old Justin Flora faces two counts of public indecency defined as public sexual conduct and lewd exposure. Quoting the police chief, they said he pulled up next to them and was completely nude, and he just sat there looking at them. Justin has apologized, saying he didn't mean to offend anyone, but the police chief's made it clear motorists in his jurisdiction must wear clothing and violators will be prosecuted because, as the police chief put it, evidently West Frankfort has a lot of pretty women.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Buzz, I forgot to mention this.
Yes. Thing.
Robert Redford would like his scarf back.
Tell him when I'm through with it. And finally, it's dashing, isn't it?
You are dashing.
Sure Gatsby. It is, Gatsby.
Finally. That's what I was looking for, Gatsby. That's the one.
It's great, Gatsby.
Thank you. I like it, too. And finally, I have actually heard of cases like this in Teesside, England.
Tell us, Roy Hodge.
A man charged with multiple counts of indecent exposure argued it couldn't have been him. Because he was too embarrassed about his size
really, Butch?
To show it to anyone. The jury sent the guy to jail. Didn't buy that at all because a flasher's a flasher, no matter how small.
Is that right, Woodward?
But
you got it. Damn it.
But I suspect 41-year-old Michael Carney goes to jail with a smile because a
Really, Brubaker.
Yes, because a flasher.
King of the Redfords.
Look at you go. Because a flasher lives for just one thing, and that is to expose himself to other people. And because this guy offered photos of his manhood in his defense. For one magical day, he got to be judged by a dozen of his peers. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Look at my thing.
That is wonderful, bud.
Thank you.
It's going to be midnight soon, cowboy.
Brubaker, you won with Brubaker.
That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everyone. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Had.
He played Johnny Hooker in this thing.
Johnny Hook, I should have had that one. God
Thank you very much, Rob.
Good night, HB.
Thank you, sir.
Night, Mrs. HB. Oh.
Hit the button.
On the air still.
This is the Don and Mike Show.